Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Panama Papers, breaking the story of how the rich and powerful hide their money, is a behind-the-scenes account of one of the most significant investigative journalism projects of the modern era. Written by German journalist Frederick Obermeier, the book traces how a massive leak of documents from the offshore law firm Mossack Fonseca became an international reporting collaboration that exposed the hidden architecture of global secrecy. Rather than focusing only on scandal headlines, it explains how shell companies, nominee directors, and offshore jurisdictions can be used to obscure ownership and move wealth out of public view. The narrative highlights the practical challenges of verifying information at scale, coordinating journalists across borders, and navigating legal and personal risks. At the same time, it raises broader questions about fairness, corruption, and the gap between what is legal and what is legitimate. The result is a readable guide to how financial secrecy works and how accountability reporting can puncture it. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from a leak to a global investigation. A central topic is how the Panama Papers began and why the leak mattered. The story starts with the arrival of an enormous dataset and the immediate problem it created. The material was too large, too technical, and too legally sensitive for a single newsroom to handle responsibly. The book shows how investigative reporting in the digital age increasingly depends on secure communication, careful source protection, and data management skills alongside traditional shoe-leather reporting. It also explains why collaboration became essential. By working with journalists in many countries, reporters could match names and entities to local contexts, check public records, and test claims with on-the-ground knowledge. This approach helped avoid simplistic narratives and reduce the risk of amplifying errors. The topic also highlights editorial decision-making, what counts as public interest, how to handle powerful subjects, and how to publish findings in a way that is accurate and defensible. The result is a roadmap of modern investigative workflow, where trust, process, and verification matter as much as access to documents. Secondly, how offshore structures hide ownership. Another important topic is the mechanics of offshore finance and how secrecy is engineered. The book explains that the key is often not a suitcase of cash, but paperwork designed to separate an asset from its true owner. Shell companies can be created in jurisdictions that allow minimal disclosure, then layered across multiple places to make tracing difficult. Nominee directors and shareholders can be used to put other names on official forms, while beneficial ownership stays hidden. Trusts and foundations add additional complexity, sometimes for legitimate reasons like estate planning, but also as tools to blur responsibility. The narrative clarifies the difference between tax avoidance and tax evasion, and why the line can be thin in practice. It also emphasizes the role of intermediaries such as banks, lawyers, accountants, and corporate service providers who set up and maintain these structures. Understanding these mechanisms helps readers see why transparency reforms often focus on registries, disclosure rules, and enforcement rather than simply blaming individuals. Thirdly, the human network. Behind secret money, beyond technical structures, the book explores the human ecosystem that enables hidden wealth. Offshore arrangements do not run on autopilot. They depend on professionals who understand regulations, exploit gaps, and sell discretion as a product. The topic examines how service providers can normalize secrecy through routine paperwork and standardized offerings, making extraordinary concealment feel like ordinary business. It also shows how clients can range from wealthy individuals seeking privacy to politically exposed persons and business figures looking to shield assets, avoid scrutiny, or move funds beyond reach. The importance of gatekeepers becomes clear. Banks that open accounts, firms that incorporate companies, and advisors who reassure clients that everything is compliant. The book also reflects on the challenges reporters face when scrutinizing these networks, because many actions sit inside legal gray zones and are protected by confidentiality. This topic helps readers understand systemic responsibility. Instead of focusing only on a few notorious names, it highlights the enabling infrastructure that makes secrecy scalable, exportable, and resilient even after public scandals. Fourthly, power, politics, and public accountability. The Panama Papers are not merely a financial story, they reveal how secrecy intersects with political power and public trust. This topic covers how concealed ownership can hide conflicts of interest, facilitate corruption, and weaken democratic accountability. When leaders, their associates, or influential business figures can park assets behind anonymous entities, it becomes harder for citizens and regulators to see who benefits from public decisions. The book illustrates how revelations can trigger investigations, resignations, and policy debates, but also how political systems may resist change when powerful stakeholders are implicated. It also grapples with the question of legitimacy. Some offshore activity is legal, yet still undermines fairness if it allows the wealthy to opt out of obligations that ordinary taxpayers cannot escape. By connecting document trails to broader societal consequences, the narrative shows why transparency is not a niche concern. It affects inequality, rule of law, and the credibility of institutions that depend on visible and enforceable standards. Lastly, risks, ethics, and the future of investigative journalism. A final topic is what it takes to report a story of this magnitude safely and ethically, and what it signals about the future. The book describes the security concerns that accompany sensitive leaks, including digital threats, legal pressure, and personal safety risks. It emphasizes why careful redaction, verification, and responsible timing are not optional, because errors can harm individuals and damage the credibility of an investigation. The topic also addresses the moral tension of handling leaked data. Journalists must weigh privacy against public interest and avoid becoming tools for hidden agendas. Collaboration adds another layer, requiring consistent standards across different legal systems and newsroom cultures. Finally, the book points toward a broader shift in journalism, where data analysis, cross-border teamwork, and secure infrastructure become core competencies. In that sense, the Panama Papers serve as both a landmark story and a case study in method. Readers come away with a clearer sense of how accountability reporting can adapt to globalized finance and increasingly sophisticated secrecy. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want to understand how offshore secrecy works and why the Panama Papers became a defining global investigation. Journalists, policy-minded readers, students of politics or economics, and anyone curious about corruption, inequality, and financial regulation will find it especially valuable. The benefit is practical clarity. Instead of treating offshore finance as an abstract villain, the narrative explains the real-world steps, the intermediaries, and the incentives that make hidden ownership possible. That understanding can change how readers interpret news about scandals, sanctions, lobbying, and tax reform. And it can sharpen skepticism toward claims that secrecy is merely about privacy. Compared with many books that focus mainly on sensational names, this one stands out because it emphasizes process and system. It shows how evidence is verified, how international collaboration works, and why the infrastructure of enablers matters as much as the headline figures. For readers choosing among similar titles, the behind-the-scenes reporting perspective makes it worth buying. It teaches not only what happened, but how such revelations become possible and how accountability can be strengthened afterward. If you would like to support Frederick Obermeyer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.